Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, January 14th, 2022. As of yesterday, 75.9% of Berliners received at least one coronavirus vaccination, 73.1% have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital was 918.5. Per a recent wastewater analysis by the Max Delbruck Center and the Berliner Wasserwerke, the proportion of the Omicron variant is now 90% in Berlin, compared to 5% a month ago. In view of these developments, new quarantine rules apply in Berlin starting today, and the duration for the quarantine of contacts as well as for the isolation of infected persons will be shortened. According to Health Senator Ulrike Gothe, the Senate is implementing the agreements reached on January 7th by the federal government and the states. At its meeting last Tuesday, the Senate had initially not yet transferred the federal-state decision into state law and wanted to wait for a federal decree. This is to be finalized today in the Bundesrat. A spokeswoman for the health administration explained that the Senate would amend the state ordinance at its meeting next Tuesday. However, the adjustment will apply starting today. The new rules agreed upon by the federal and state governments aim to simplify and shorten the quarantine for contacts and the isolation of infected persons. The goal is also to ensure that hospitals and other so-called critical infrastructure facilities have enough staff despite the Omicron wave. The following quarantine and isolation rules now apply. Contacts of infected persons will not need to quarantine if they have a booster vaccination, if they've been double vaccinated for less than 3 months, or if they are vaccinated once and have recovered. For all other contacts, as well as for infected persons, quarantine or isolation should generally end after 10 days, and no retesting is needed after this period. After 7 days, however, one can be cleared of quarantine with a negative PCR or antigen test. Employees in hospitals and nursing homes, on the other hand, must have a negative PCR test and have been asymptomatic for at least 48 hours. If children and adolescents are in contact with people infected with Omicron, they can be cleared after only 5 days using a PCR or rapid antigen test. Meanwhile, in view of scarce lab capacities for the evaluation of PCR tests, possible consequences have been controversially debated in the Berlin House of Representatives. Members of several parliamentary groups called for an expansion of testing services in view of the rising numbers. FDP MP Florian Kluckert criticized that Berliners sometimes had to wait hours for a PCR test. Health policy spokeswoman of the SPD, Bettina Koenig, said that while one center per district was good before Omicron, now it is too few. The CDU made a similar argument. According to Gothe's assessment, the demand for PCR tests, such as those needed to verify a positive rapid test result, will remain greater than the supply, despite all efforts to increase PCR testing capacities. And she added that the problem exists throughout Germany. Startups in the German capital received more money than ever before from investors last year. Specifically, venture capital totaling 10.5 billion euros flowed into Berlin's digitally savvy companies. According to the Startup Barometer published by consulting firm EY yesterday morning, that was 7 billion euros more than a year earlier. According to the analysis, around 60% of the venture capital invested in startups in Germany in 2021 flowed into young companies based in Berlin. Per EY, the total value of all venture capital investments in German startups more than tripled, from 5.3 billion to almost 17.4 billion euros, or an increase of 229%. Startup expert Thomas Prover of EY stated that the pandemic is increasingly proving to be a catalyst for a startup financing boom, stating, quote, "Across industries and locations, investment activity is on the rise. That means more and more startups are getting fresh money. In addition, investment amounts are growing at an explosive rate," unquote. In addition, he said that there is high investment pressure on the investor side and a lot of money in the market, which is currently benefiting promising young companies. Major financing transactions in particular increased significantly in 2021. According to the data, there were 33 large deals with a volume of more than 100 million euros, compared with only 8 in the previous year. The largest transaction in Germany took place in September and was a financial boost of 861 million euros for the Berlin-based delivery service Gorillas. It was followed by the Munich-based process optimizer Celonis with financing of 830 million, and in third and fourth place were two Berlin finance companies, N26 and Trade Republic, which received 775 million in October and 747 million in May, respectively. The new senator for economic affairs in the capital, Stefan Schwarz, told the Berliner Morgenpost that the funding boom shows that Berlin's economy is finding ways to defy the corona pandemic, adding, quote, "Berlin has clearly consolidated its top position as a startup capital. The city is now more attractive than ever for educated talent and experienced investors, which, supported by our business and technology promotion, attracts skilled workers from all over the world," unquote. Stefan Franzke, head of the Berlin business development agency Berlin Partner, said this new record was no accident, but the result of hard work by everyone involved. The German Startups Association CEO Christoph Stressing told the Morgenpost that Berlin is booming thanks to its vibrant startup ecosystem, stating, quote, "The city's high quality of life and internationality contribute to its attractiveness for top talent from Germany and abroad. In this context, the historically high investment volumes in 2021 are an overall expression of the growing maturity of the startup ecosystem," unquote. At the same time, Stressing continues to see enormous potential for Berlin's young companies, stating that with the right framework conditions, new companies could emerge and thousands more forward-thinking jobs could be created. In addition to a clear commitment to Berlin as a technology location, he believes that the startup agenda should be announced in the coalition agreement, taking into account the different development phases of companies and focusing on the issues of talent, capital, and fair competition. Pharmacies in Berlin are expected to join the state's vaccination campaign soon. The Pharmacists Association spokesman Stefan Schmidt told the DPA that he expects the first of its members to begin in the next 2 weeks. According to Schmidt, one can expect to see a gradual increase in the number of pharmacies offering the vaccination, and a survey of 200 of them showed that about half of them are willing to vaccinate and some have already taken part in training courses. At the beginning of December, the KV Berlin spoke out against pharmacies participating in the vaccination campaign. Their executive committee justified this with the fact that there already isn't sufficient vaccine for the participating physicians at the moment. So, as long as there is insufficient vaccine, the KV is critical of involving pharmacists, dentists, and veterinarians in the campaign. The Pharmacists Association stressed that primary care physicians should not be made competitors by the pharmacy's participation in the campaign, stating, quote, "It's not the pharmacist's intention to discourage people from going to their physician. Rather, it's about providing an additional service for those who don't go to the doctor." The Berlinale 2022 is to take place in February despite increased infection figures, but with stricter rules. the capacities in the cinemas will be limited, and the 2G plus rule will also apply. Festival management announced on Wednesday, quote, "We are aware of the challenges posed by the unpredictable course of the pandemic. At the same time, culture does play an essential role in society," unquote. In recent weeks, there had been multiple speculations about how the festival would proceed this year, if at all. And per a festival statement, after the recent decisions of the federal government and the Berlin Senate, the hygiene and security measures have been reviewed again, and the format and concept was changed in line with the pandemic. Therefore, only those who are vaccinated or recovered are allowed to attend the event, and a corona test and mask is required. The concept also calls for a basic reduction of seating capacity in theaters to 50%, and parties and receptions will not be able to take place. Per reporting, there will be red carpet appearances, however, quote, "in a reduced format," unquote. Who can and will ultimately participate was not disclosed. Berlinale Press spokeswoman Frauke Greiner announced whether or not a booster shot will be accepted as a substitute for a negative test is still under review. The film festival kicks off on February 10th at the Berlinale Palast. And lastly, thank you to Roberto, Alex, and Daniela and Juan for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.